There is power in the words that we use to describe ourselves, our situations, and our realities. In fact, before I name a product, event, or one of my romance books, or even one of my nonfiction books put out in the world, I think a lot about the power in the name. When I first started as a money blogger, I was really focused on sharing my debt repayment journey. And that blog, that first blog, was called The Shop My Closet Project. And basically, the idea was that I was using what I have, loving what I've got, and living my best life, and using what was already in my closet. People didn't get the name. But anywho, when I started that project, one of the things that I was doing was I was on this long-term debt repayment journey, and I side hustled. I learned to make money in different ways. And slowly but surely, my mindset changed. What I didn't realize was that I'd fallen victim to something that many of us do. I accidentally became tied to the very identity that I was trying to give the boot to. I was trying to get rid of this idea that I was this indebted person, but I was always talking about being indebted. And so that was something that I didn't realize until actually very recently, that by always talking about it, I was accidentally always framing the reality that people associated with me with debt. And that was actually a problem. And by doing that, I was making it difficult for not only myself, but for other people to believe that I attracted other things into my life. So I thought it'd be interesting to also share an example of this, but in a completely different space. Recently, a friend of mine wrote a viral post about losing her virginity at 41 years old. It's a very, very thoughtful piece, and I encourage everyone to read it. I'll include a link in the show notes. Basically, my friend wasn't a virgin because of religion or lack of opportunity. In fact, she's dated a ton. But for some reason, being a virgin became her role and her identity in her dating interactions. Like, she was a virgin, and in everything that she did while dating, that was her role. And she just really couldn't shake it. And it got to the point that she even wrote a viral post for the New York Times about it and ended up being interviewed by Katie Couric on her show about this situation. My friend was frustrated, no pun intended, by her inability to get past this issue. And interestingly enough, had some very transformative conversations about her situation. So I wanted to share one of them because I found it so interesting. So in one of the conversations, and I'm loosely quoting what's in her post, her therapist helped her see that she was basically in an abusive relationship with herself. Like, she could never get past this identity. And because she could never get past this identity of always being a virgin, she could never attract love. Now, eventually, she learned to let go of the role that she was playing in her life. She was able to attract what she was looking for, love. And I'm really happy to say that she's now married and expecting. And I literally saw her this weekend, and she's glowing. Her story really got me to thinking about the roles that we play in our own stories and how we can change that role so we can attract the outcome that we're looking for. So listeners, you will leave this episode with 5 steps to change your role in your own personal story, whether it's in life, love, money, what have you. Helping online entrepreneurs make money selling what they already know. And I do this in 2 very different ways. The first is via my course, Make Money with eBooks. If you have a book that you would like to get written and need accountability, community, and basically a cheat sheet on how to market your book, this course is for you. The second way I help people make money selling what they know is via my brand building group coaching program launching soon. Schedule a 20-minute free clarity call with me to work on getting your future products out there into the world. To get to the show notes, go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/how-to-change-your-story. As a person who has been engaged in a long-term debt repayment journey, I've recently begun to question how I talk about my money and how it affects my overall mindset and how it makes me think about myself. When you're paying off debt, as long as I have, it's very easy to focus on lack, mistakes, and the past because you're literally cleaning up mistakes from the past for years. You're constantly living in a semi-stressful state of regret for all of the previous financial decisions that you've made. And it's hardly surprising because you're literally in a constant state of cleaning up the financial crap from before. I didn't realize that I'd accidentally taken on a role that affected my ability to do the one thing that would help me take care of paying off my debt faster, which is attract wealth. Like basically, because I was so focused on debt, it was really difficult for me to focus on attracting wealth. The irony, because if I grew my money, I could pay off my debt faster. Just like my friend had to believe that she was worthy of attracting love and intimacy, I had to begin to reframe what I was telling myself. Instead of being mad at myself and low-key sabotaging my success because I was afraid of attracting and creating a new identity for myself, I had to do something to change my way of thinking. In my case, the new identity had to do with attracting wealth and abundance into my life. Kicking that scarcity mindset to the curb has been much harder than I ever could have imagined. And that showed up in my business, actually, in a very specific way. I was afraid to give up side hustles. Never mind that I've made money through course sales, affiliates, events, freelance writing, sponsorships, and book sales. I just could not give up side hustling because I was subconsciously so focused on lack. I didn't quite believe that I could make money doing what I wanted to do, even though I was. Like, ironically, I was already doing it, but I just couldn't give myself the space to focus on doing that more. So my income stagnated and really didn't grow. And I decided that I had to change my role in the results that I was getting and my role in my own story. So step number one, and I'm going to share 5 steps in how you can do this too in your own story, whether it's love, your entrepreneurship journey, whatever it is, these steps will be helpful to you. So step number one is recognizing how you're victimizing yourself and your own story. It could be that you're telling yourself that you're not deserving of love, or that you're not deserving of financial stability, or that you're an imposter in the field that you're trying to show you're an expert in, or that money is hard. Whatever it is, you need to recognize your current role that you've claimed and be compassionate with yourself about that. There's a reason why you're addicted to the story that you keep telling yourself. And so the second part of this is just trying to figure out why you're addicted to this role. And so I think for me, it's because in my life, I've never been shown that money was easy. Like, even as a child, money was always hard. And so to flip the script on that is a very, very intense process, because the people around me may not understand why I'm trying to do it, or they may push back on it. So I was like kind of fighting all of these different external situations that affected my ability to believe what I was trying to believe. And then, so I kept victimizing myself by accepting the results that I was accepting. Step number two, flip the script. You're going to have to tell yourself daily what you currently don't believe in the actual cells of your body until you believe it. You're going to have to every day tell yourself you're worthy of love. You're worthy of financial stability and wealth. You're not an imposter, but an expert. Money is easy. You just have to get in front of opportunities to make it. So you're going to have to flip the script. And that's why journaling and visualization, those things are so powerful, because you're going to have to literally believe what you don't believe now. And you're going to have to believe it in the actual cells of your body. And that will take time to do. Step number three, embrace the steps that you need to take in order to attract the end result that you're working towards. So if it's love, it could be dating, focusing on earning more, sitting down and validating your expertise, or getting expert testimonials, or rather getting testimonials from other people, and focusing on earning money in the ways that you're trying to until it feels easy. So in my case, it's really interesting, but writing books was easy for me. Like, I love it. It's super fun. It's just a fun thing that I do, and I make money doing it. Freelance writing, ironically, it's like a love-hate thing. I love writing. I hate when I have bad freelance writing clients. That I've noticed that nuance. So as long as my clients are good, I'm good. Once they go left, I'm like, I have to leave you now. You got to go. So I had to like recognize where I could make money easily and grow that money. And I also had to diversify my revenue. And I think that for anyone who's an entrepreneur, you have to do that. Step number four, seek help and community during your journey to the end result that you're working towards. Work with a therapist, go to yoga, practice mindfulness, journal, go to religious services if that's what helps you find solace. Become a part of a community that uplifts you towards the result that you're trying to get. And a lot of those things you can do for free. Like you don't even have to pay to do that. Like you can get in front of all of that for free. So why aren't you if you aren't? Step number five, do the work. This one is a slightly bitter pill to swallow, but getting in front of the life that you want for yourself will require that you get in the trenches and do the work. Get uncomfortable. Do the things that you're avoiding doing. That could be getting outside of your house so that you can meet people to date, or getting on the dreaded dating app. Pitching each week in order to get in front of clients, course sales, freelance writing, affiliate sales, whatever it is you're trying to do, sponsorships, dealing with the role of risk in connection to achieving the results that you want in your life. There's a risk in putting yourself out there, which is failure, but it's not going to be consistent failure. Like you're not going to go out there and fail 1,000 times. It's very likely that if you pitch or put yourself out there 1,000 times that you're going to have a small percentage of wins. And usually you just need a small percentage of wins in order to get the result that you want. Recognize when what you're doing isn't moving you forward and letting that old role, reaction, et cetera, you got to let it go. And that's really important to do. We play different roles in the different stories in our lives, whether it is as a friend, your parents' child, as a coworker, etc. So it's very possible that you may be unhappy with more than one area of your life. However, it's my view that if you focus on one area, that the positive change in that area will create a ripple effect in other parts of your life. So kicking side hustling to the curb and believing that money was easy to make took a huge mental shift for me. Like huge. In fact, it took me a long time to get to the point where I would just let side hustling go. And you know what happened? I began to resent side hustles. Like really, like I hate it. Like I started to hate the side hustles. Now you have to understand, like I am appreciative of them. I am so grateful and blessed that I, you know, live in a town where it's so easy to find extra work. Like I was blessed. But the problem was that time that I was doing these side hustles took away from time to attract money in much easier ways. So even though freelance writing got on my nerves because I, you know, if I had bad clients, that would annoy me. The fact of the matter is that at this point in my life, I'm able to pitch and get freelance clients very easily. Like it's very easy for me now. And they pay a lot more than any side hustle that I was doing. The issue was, how many freelance projects should I do in order to make sure that I'm creating the financial balance that I want? So I literally had to get to the point where I was like, why the hell am I doing these side hustles? It makes no sense. And so sometimes you just have to get to that point in your life where you're like so disgusted with what you're doing that you're just like, I'm done. And so unfortunately, that's what had to happen with me. That was the same thing actually that happened with my old job. I loved my job until I hated it. And then one day I was like, I'm out, I'm done. I can't stand it anymore. I cannot do this anymore. And so it could be with being single. You're like, you know, I'm so over being single. I will do anything I need to do in order to find the one. Whatever it is, there's just a point where you're just fed up with the result that you're having or that you're getting. And then you will do whatever you need to do to get on the other side. Or you might be the person who will just stagnate and stay in that space. And I really hope that you're not. When I worked my last shift, I was so damn ready to move forward in a different direction. I almost skipped out of the place. Like I just was so fed up with myself and so fed up with roadblocking what I wanted in my life in terms of my business. I kept doing stuff that kept me from growing my business, and it made no sense until one day I was like, I believe I can do what I'm trying to do. But in order to believe that, I also had to have successes and failures in the past. So because I had so many successes and failures, like the successes, I understood how to attract them a lot more easily because I kept trying. And so now how I view what I'm trying to do in terms of that part of my life, it's like, that's not hard. But I had to go through the uncomfortable part of the journey to get to the point where I was like, why did, like, this is so much easier than I was making it out to be. So anyway, I really hope this was helpful to you in terms of identifying the role that you're playing and the story that you're living. In my future story, I hope that it's going to read something like this. Michelle Jackson is married, wealthy, fit, and has a beautiful baby boy or girl, healthy. That is what I want for myself. And I'm excited to see how being mindful about the role that I have been playing in my own story helps to attract what I want in my life. And so this is why a mindfulness practice, a journaling practice is so important, because the minute your mind starts going left and thinking crazy thoughts, it's really hard to redirect it. And it's especially hard if those thoughts were implanted in your brain through actions and just through the situations in life from childhood, which was the case that I was experiencing. If you enjoyed this show, please make sure to like and subscribe. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that was helpful. Again, to get to the show notes, go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/how to change your story.